And time once again for our Countdown to Princess K here on AM 1150, week number two. It's brought to you each week leading up to the Minnesota State Fair by AMPI, 10 finalists. So 10 weeks leading up to the fair, second week. And this week we check in with another representative, one of four representatives of Stearns County. That's Callie Frericks. And Callie, we appreciate your time. And how are you doing on your Monday so far?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Hey, we're doing just fine. Callie, this has to be just a outstanding, exciting experience, and it's one I'm sure you've worked really hard for over the recent years.
You bet. This is such an exciting experience for not only me, but the other nine finalists. It's something that, as you said, I've been looking forward to for my whole life. So now that we're here, it's pretty cool.
You know, Callie, what are your early memories of, you know, the Dairy Princesses or Princess K? Can you remember how far that kind of goes back?
Yeah, probably since as far as I can remember, my family and I, we'd always attend our county Dairy Princess coronations. And then as soon as I was old enough to show at the Minnesota State Fair, I was down there, and every Wednesday night I remember going to the Princess K coronations and seeing all the girls up there and knowing that one day that is something that I wanted to do.
You know, Callie, for folks who are unfamiliar with yourself and what you're all involved in, give folks a bit of a background on yourself, please.
Yeah, I grew up in Stearns County alongside my siblings, Haley and Bryce, and my parents, Steve and Tammy, and along with other family members that are involved in the dairy community. As soon as I could start walking, I started showing dairy cattle, and I still continue to show to this day. Throughout high school, I was employed on a robotic dairy farm, and now that I'm in college, I just do some relief milking for some family and friends. So right now, I'm at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, where I'm studying agricultural business.
You know, Callie, you talk about showing cattle, something I never did, something I look back at and say, oh, that would be kind of cool. You know, try and describe that experience. There's got to be a lot of hard work, but I'm sure a lot of great relationships and satisfaction in showing cattle, I imagine.
Definitely. It's so rewarding. Each summer, my siblings and my cousins and I, we all work all summer long to get our cattle ready for the fair. And hopefully, if we make it that far, to the Minnesota State Fair. And since getting involved in other organizations like 4-H and FFA and the Minnesota Junior Holstein Association, I've gotten so many opportunities to not just attend our local county fairs, but district shows, and I've even gotten to show at the World Dairy Expo. So that's a really, really cool experience that I wouldn't have had if I didn't start showing dairy cattle.
Callie Frericks joining us, one of the finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way on our Countdown to Princess K, brought to you by AMPI. And Callie, can you maybe dial back, rewind to that May event when you found out when they held that final day virtually that you were one of the finalists? Can you kind of describe how that day went?
Yeah, so as many of you sure know, my twin sister is also a Princess K finalist. So we were sitting in our living room just anxious the whole day. We had to wait till 2 o'clock. It felt like we were waiting weeks. But we were sitting in the living room with just our immediate family, and the video started rolling, and I believe my sister was the fourth one. So after that announcement of Haley, I was just so happy. At least one of us got it, you know? And then a couple down the line, two other girls from Stearns County were also named finalists. So I thought, there's no way they are going to pick four girls from Stearns County. And I believe I was the eighth or ninth one, and they called my name, and it was such a great feeling. I can't even describe it. I'm just so happy to be a Princess K finalist, and I'm excited for the summer to come.
You bet. And you mentioned four finalists from Stearns County. I think that just goes to show, you know, how big dairy has always been here in the county. What would it, you know, be like to represent not just Stearns County, but the state dairy industry if you are crowned Princess K? Can you even imagine what that's going to be like?
I try to imagine it, but I believe it's going to be such a great experience. We have a strong backbone of dairy farmers in Stearns County that have supported us, and that support that our community gives us, I'm excited to try and take it to the next level and represent all of Minnesota's dairy farmers. It'll be cool to see how the summer rolls out and see what happens at the end of the year.
You know, Callie, I think promoting the industry has changed a lot. You know, maybe, you know, always was just handing out ice cream and taking pictures and smiling and waving. But nowadays, you're engaged into a lot of conversation and into folks removed from farming and agriculture. What do you expect? What are some of the topics you hear? Is it about the animals? Is it what farmers actually do? Is it how the products get to the store? I'm sure they touch on a variety of those areas.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing that people ask is just what dairy farmers do. And I think that's super cool to be able to share not only my story, but all the dairy farmers' stories. They just ask how farms operate and what ways that farming has changed throughout the years. We've seen ginormous leaps and bounds from where we were at hundreds of years ago. And even just a few years ago, we have made so many improvements. And I think that's cool for people to hear how farmers are actually taking care of the land and the animals and the people that they feed. So it's super cool to be able to get out and chat with community members all throughout our state.
Callie Ferricks joining us, one of the finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way here in week number two of our coverage, representing Stearns County. You mentioned you're interning regarding ag finance. What kind of took you or pointed you in that direction so far in your career?
As I was looking at future career opportunities, I knew a lot of people that were ag loan officers. And as I started talking to some professors at school, I kind of realized that that is maybe an area that I wanted to look into. So this summer, I have an internship with Citizens Bank, and I'm helping in the ag loan department. Part of my job is reaching out to farmers and helping them reach their financial goals. So it's cool to be able to work one-on-one with people that I love. And yeah, it's just an awesome, awesome experience.
You mentioned you attend River Falls as well. Describe that campus. Is it pretty ag intensive? Is there a lot of like-minded students with your own background? You kind of share that in common with those as well?
Yes. River Falls, I don't know if you know this, but it's the Moo U. So I get a lot of dairy friends surrounded by me, and it's a huge ag school, and the opportunities in agriculture that River Falls have given me are awesome. I've met so many lifelong friends and industry professionals that I can use to take with me into my future. And so, yeah, I'm very thankful for that little town of River Falls. It's been pretty rewarding already.
You know, Callie, finally, any idea what you may do with that butterhead? Can you maybe, you know, make it into strawberry butter or something like that?
Well, me and my sister are not quite sure, but my parents have said that they're buying us each our own freezer so that we can take it with us if we choose not to use it right away, so they don't have to keep it at their house. But I think that it'll end up in some type of sweet corn feed or cookies or something, giving it out to family and friends. Just not quite sure yet.
Well, that sounds cool. Really neat. Very excited for you. Callie, we appreciate your time. Congratulations. Have yourself an outstanding summer here, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Thank you so much, Joe. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Callie Ferricks joining us of Stearns County on our Countdown the Princess K, our Week 2 edition here on AM 1150. Exciting time as we will walk it all up to the Minnesota State Fair and see who will be the face and voice of Minnesota dairy farmers coming up in August. Your report and weekly coverage brought to you by AMPI.
The dairy farm families of AMPI are excited to ring the dinner bell and share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Ask for Dinner Bell Creamery products at your favorite store to support local farm families and cheese and butter makers. Learn more about the co-op and farm life by following Dinner Bell Creamery on Facebook and Instagram, or visit us online at dinnerbellcreamery.com. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, Dinner Bell products are the natural way to call family and friends to gather around the table.